Good day. This is the Farm Market News, broadcast number 62 for Wednesday, September 16th. I'm Dave Sims. The Ice Futures Canada canola market finished higher Wednesday, with contracts taking strength from gains in U.S. soy oil. Chart-based trading was a feature, with contracts staying locked in a narrow range. Canola finished $1 to $3 higher, with the most frequently traded November contract coming in at $473 per ton. Wet weather continues to hamper harvest efforts across parts of Western Canada, which helped to underpin the market. A lack of fresh news added some volatility to the market's direction today. Traders are anxiously waiting to hear Thursday's interest rate report by the U.S. Federal Reserve. If the Feds decide to raise the rate most experts expect, it will affect North American currencies that in turn will affect commodities. However, losses in U.S. soybeans and Malaysian palm oil were bearish for values in today's session. The harvest is slowly advancing, which added some pressure. The Canadian dollar was higher relative to its U.S. counterpart, which made canola less attractive to out-of-country buyers. Milling wheat, barley, and durum were all untraded and unchanged. In the U.S., soybeans were slightly lower, with the November contract coming in at $8.86 a bushel. Prices received some strength with reasonable demand and a government report showing all the acres that had been lost to rain and other problems in the U.S. Midwest this summer. In total, 2.2 million acres of soybeans were reported as lost. China has booked 184,000 tons of soybeans for delivery in 2015-16. However, most analysts weren't overly impressed by that volume. Corn was down 4 cents, with the December contract coming in at $3.86 a bushel. Prices sank on reports of slow demand from overseas, along with some better-than-expected crops in the U.S. Midwest. Both Minnesota and South Dakota had largely beneficial weather this summer. Other states in the U.S. Corn Belt weren't as lucky, as rain spread disease and bleached out some of the crop. Wheat was down 6 to 7 cents, with the December contract checking in at $4.88 a bushel. Rain in the U.S. Southern Plains is expected to greatly help the winter wheat crop, which is just going in the ground. There are some concerns, however, that U.S. stockpiles of wheat could hit 900 million bushels or more by the end of the year. That's a look at the Ice Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Wednesday, September 16th in Winnipeg. For Farm Market News, I'm Dave Sims.